This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide, using a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago Saturday, the annual commemoration of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. Later Saturday, Turkey's foreign ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador David Satterfield to Ankara. The ministry said Deputy Foreign Minister Sedat Onal told Satterfield that Ankara rejected Biden's comment and found it unacceptable and condemned it in the strongest terms. A statement added that it would cause a wound in ties that will be hard to repair. India continues to struggle with the largest surge in coronavirus cases around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who managed to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.